my hometown.
No, he's from the Czech Republic.
Oh, the Dominator.
The Dominator. Dominik Hasek. He had six of them.
Yeah.
The other guy with six, I don't even know his first name, Dernan.
Oh, Bill Dernan.
Bill Dernan.
Good old Bill.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, like, what era is that?
Doesn't matter. Stop a puck.
Yeah, he got the Vezina six times. Third place, five Vezina trophies, Kenny Dryden. There's a multi-way tie for four with four Vezinas.
Uh-huh.
One of them is a Winnipegger.
Oh. That fella that has the rink named after
Sawchuck,
him.
Terry. Yeah,
Terry.
Sawchuck, comma, Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got your Bunny Larocque, Martin Brodeur, and then a guy for Boston named Thompson. I'm not sure who that would be. But anyway.
Bunny Larocque?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of...
Michelle Larocque?
Isn't that who that would be? Larocque from Montreal with four Vezinas. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a different one. I'm not sure.
Wow. But maybe.
Connor Hellebuyck has three Vezina trophies.
Good for
That's
him.
Just as many as Patrick Waugh, Tony Esposito, Glenn Hall, some fella named Hainsworth. George, maybe.
Sure.
Vasilevsky, and I'll stop this after this, but Vasilevsky, in another recent thing I saw, was ranked the number one goalie right now. He's only got two Vezinas. So, I don't know. Chew on that. So, again, not much of a stat line, but just something.
Something to leave you with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figure that one over the next 4 weeks.
Yeah. That's about all the time we've got. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yep.
Join us again in a few weeks, and maybe we'll play some repeats while we're away for the rest of the summer.
Sure. Sure.
But I hope that you enjoy the last dog days of the summer.
Yep.
See you on the rink.
I'm going to play a song to go out. Fitting. Mm-hmm. Local band we're going to see in a couple weeks called Propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
You might have heard of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
doing a double one night here and one night there.
Yeah, and this song is called Victory Lap because...
It's a beauty.
It's a beauty.
It just really kind of sums it up. Yeah.
Yeah, ties it up in a nice, neat bow. Anyways, talking hockey, Hockey Talking Show.
Keep your stick on the ice.
There you go. Thank you.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Three nights, 15 bands, one sweaty weekend of loud, heavy, unforgettable music. From Friday, September 11th to Sunday, September 13th, SOS Festival 2026 takes over the Park Theater with a stacked lineup celebrating the best in punk, rock, hardcore, metal, and everything in between. Your three-day pass gets you the full experience featuring Monin, Opal in Sky, Filth, Teenage Bottle Rocket, plus a whole lot more, including some of Winnipeg's finest. Three nights, 15 bands. It's a weekend built for music fans who like it cranked past 11. Get your weekend pass for only $100 plus fees through ticketweb.ca. And don't miss SOS Festival 2026, September 11th to 13th at the Park Theater. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
CPAs on the first floor of University Center is the place to soothe those hunger cravings, whether you're looking for candy, chocolate, chips, or some other type of snacky goodness. We proudly brew empty cup coffee made fresh daily and stock a variety of fresh sandwiches and baked goods from some of Winnipeg's top vendors. Our coolers are stocked with a wide variety of beverages guaranteed to quench your thirst. Swing by between classes and pick up what you need to survive your day. Currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends. We're proudly student-operated with pricing that fits your budget.
Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in-store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, because old gold is as good as new.
Hi, my name is Dick Valentine. I'm in a band called Electric Six. You're listening to CJUM, CJUM, 101.5, University of Manitoba. Manitoba.
Here we are, UMFM 101.5. This is SNL Radio. 6:38, running behind schedule here.
Oh, no.
No need to worry.
I didn't even notice the time. Sorry, guys. We're late. I've been trying to find a place to plug my phone in.
Irresponsible. Phone's always dead, this one.
Yeah, always. Always this one. Right.
Right.
All Jill, right. I want to tell us your battery percentage right now.
Let's get some music going first. On which? On my phone?
Yeah.
It's dead.
Always dead, the phone.
Sitting
this
behind me, dead. Yeah.
I don't know.
That it is.
Right.
But, you know, I have my laptop here. We got music going. And we'll have a great show for you today. That
yes,
being...
we do.
That being...
Solo careers.
Solo careers.
Your favorite artists. Our favorite artists, not yours. Your favorite artists and our favorite artists.
Your new favorite artists.
Your new favorite artists. Solo careers after they got out of their bands.
Yes. And doing their own stuff. And yeah. Is it better? Who knows?
Sometimes yes.
Sometimes yes, sometimes...
Sometimes no.
No.
But on this playlist, all yes.
No.
Well, not all yes. All the songs are good, but maybe not better than their original runs.
There's a couple. Big Dawn.
Big Dawn. Number one. Stay tuned for that one.
Yes.
Coming soon.
Let's get this music going here. All right. Our first song for today is... Floor of the Ocean, Mark Lenegan.
This is a favorite of Shale.
What y'all know about Mark Lenegan?
Nothing.
Probably everything.
Nothing.
Screaming Trees, frontman. He sings for Queens of the Stone Age sometimes.
Oh.
I've been trying to put the owner of Winnipeg Record and Tape on Mark Lenegan. Because he shops at the grocery store I used to work at. And he would come in and I'd be like, did you listen? He's like, no.
No.
I pressure him into doing it.
He was fun. One time I bought a Rocky Horror vinyl from him, and when I went up to the cash, he was like, oh, and just to jump to the left. I was like, oh, this guy knows what's up.
He gets it.
Rocky Horror will be played on the Halloween special, by the way.
Sure.
There will be a Halloween special.
Yes. Including that. I don't know any other scary songs. I'm not too sure.
Thriller.
Sure.
Somebody's Watching Me. Diamond Dogs by David Bowie.
All Michael Jackson ones, and not that one. We're
yes,
not playing
Diamond
no
Dogs.
Diamond Dogs.
Yes, Diamond Dogs.
Yeah.
Shale reacts to Diamond Dogs episode when?
Episode never.
Episode soon. Episode soon.
No.
Okay. Shall we get into this Mark
Let's
Lenegan?
Let's do it. Floor of the Ocean, Mark Lenegan. SNL Radio, UMFM 101.5. And here we are.
Thank you.
And that was
Mark Lenigan,
Floor of the Ocean. What do we think?
I liked it.
First listen?
I liked it. Very good. I like his voice.
Very good voice. It is described as a nicotine something. I can't remember what it was called, but a very nice baritone.
Yes.
Big fan of his work with Queens of the Stone Age, obviously.
I'm nodding like they can hear me nodding.
They can. They know.
You can hear the jingling of my earrings, maybe. I'm nodding.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next song is my pick as well.
Yes.
It's kind of all my picks for the first bit and then your picks for the second half.
That's okay.
If you don't mind.
Well, of course, that's totally fine. All don't right. even worry about it.
Thank you. This song is by my boy, the Octopus Man, alias who knows what else he goes by. Perhaps Johnny, perhaps Jonathan, but John for short, Frusciante. He has a solo album called, what is it even called? Shadows Collide with People, I think.
Je ne sais pas.
It is what it's called, I think. This song is called Omission. I found this album at a garage sale.
Oh, that's like fun.
$4. And I was very happy with my find. And yeah, is this first lesson for you, Leah?
Yes.
Then we should get into it. This is Omission by John Frusciante.
101.5. Woo!
Thank you.
that was Omission by John Frusciante.
Woo-hoo.
Brilliant member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I enjoyed the song.
He's a better singer than the lead singer. And he's not a pedophile.
Fair enough. You're allowed to say that on air? Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a swear word.
No, I mean, make such accusations that are true.
That are true.
That are true.
I read his book. They are true. He admits to them.
Not a good look for you, Anthony Kiedis. Anyways, moving on.
Anyways, moving on.
To the best song we're probably going to play tonight.
Best song on the radio so far that we've played.
That we've played on the radio so far. Shale came across this one when we were both in our yacht rock phase.
I came across it way long ago.
We were in our like yacht. Oh, you had forgot about it.
And then I came back to it and I showed you guys. And then
we're in a yacht rock. We were in a yacht rock phase in like
February.
It was much too early.
Much too early.
And then Shale one day in the car was like, "Hey, here's the song," and then played it. Did we listen to the whole album that time?
I don't think so. I think we just played the song.
I have listened to the album and it's good. But yeah, this is like my favorite yacht rock song.
For sure. And you know why? Steely Dan.
Donald Fagen. The guy.
The man. Why is Steely Dan so good? This man, Big Don.
This album is really good, actually. I remember I listened to it and I like was doing some research on it, and it's like a peak album. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
But this song...
You made me listen to Steely Dan.
You made me listen to Steely Dan.
You tricked me into listening to Steely Dan.
No.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I tricked one of my coworkers into listening to Steely Dan.
He really doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it.
And then...
Oops.
Yeah. Oops.
How
can you not like this song?
No, like, there's no way to not like this song. Like, it genuinely... It's like... When did this song... Hold on. Let me get my years right. This is 1982 in a nutshell. How sure. I think of 1982. I checked when the album came out. So that's a correct date. Anyways, I think we just gotta play the song.
I think of Brian Horky when I hear this song.
Aw.
Because I know he would like this song. Or maybe he showed it to me. I can't remember.
But. Plus, it's like really relevant because it's about a radio station, and we are currently on a radio station.
CJUM.
WJAZ.
I like WJAZ better.
WJAZ.
With jazz and conversation. We could sing the whole thing right
but,
now.
But we're not going.
We won't.
Maybe we're not going.
Lauren's
to.
Listening in the car.
Maybe. Hi, Lauren. If you're listening in the car.
Hi, Lauren. We're going to play the song for you. You're not going to like it, but we're putting it on for you. This is The Night Fly.
On SNL Radio.
Oh, you know, Aiden showed me this song.
Yeah?
That's why I connected to Brian.
Oh.
Because it's Brian. Because Aiden went through this huge Steely Dan phase. And he was like so obsessed. He has keyboards and the whole whiz-whaz. Yeah, I think he showed me this song for sure. I don't know if he likes the band anymore, though. He's moved past. I don't know what he likes anymore. Probably the band Looks Maxing. Which we'll see next Thursday.
Woohoo!
At the Handsome Daughter. Anyways, this is The Night Fly, Donald Fagen.
Sweet music tonight. a time when love was in my life. I sometimes wonder what happened to that thing. The answer's still the same. It was you.
Think
great song,
fantastic,
incredible song.
Absolute heater.
Oh my gosh, listening to that brought me straight back to February.
Which
straight back,
it should bring us to a yacht, it should bring us to summertime.
I know, but it brought me back to the winter.
Yeah,
but that's okay. That was a good time.
Not really.
I don't remember what was going on at that time.
February was kind of like,
because it's all midterms and stuff.
It's so always that time of the year. That's the worst.
February and March. Yeah.
How about May? What happened in May?
Also, May sucks, too.
May was good.
May is a terrible month.
May was great. My brother's birthday. And
happy birthday,
it's
AJ.
It's like springtime.
Yeah, except no, but this May was freezing.
That's true, yeah.
It snowed like 2 weeks into May.
Oh, right.
I was wearing my coat in May.
Yes.
After wearing like a tank top and jeans like 2 weeks before when I was writing my exams. So when I was writing my exams, it was free. It was beautiful outside.
Right.
And I was like, wow, I really should like...
I do remember that.
I wish I could just be outside and not have to study for these stupid exams. I mean, very good exams. But then 2 weeks later, I'm freezing walking to work. It was evil. I remember, like, trying to pick music and my fingers were frozen. Like, what's this May? It's May 5th. What are we
Evil.
Doing?
What else was bad about May?
It's just kind of a bad month. It's long.
Yeah. That it was. And this next song. Guess who showed me this song? I'll never guess.
Brian Orkey?
No. I wish. Mr. Penner.
Oh!
The librarian at my high school, Sturgeon
yes.
Heights Collegiate. Docs. He doesn't work there anymore, I don't think.
Does he not?
I don't think so. Mm. He's gone. Yeah. He showed me the song it was playing, and I was like, The Clash? He said, no. Joe Strummer. I said, okay. What?
No, that's just saying, what?
Oh.
Joe Strummer.
They can't
Wait,
hear
what
your
band
actions.
Is the... That's true, you can't hear my reactions. That's why we need, like, a camera in here.
For sure.
We're uploading a podcast.
Yeah.
Joe Strummer is in which band, Shale?
Oh, The Clash.
Woohoo! That's Clash. Why it sounded like The Clash.
Yes. My coworker showed me a video of Paul Simonon.
Simonon.
He's in this documentary called... it's like some like British reggae documentary that he was watching.
Oh.
He was trying to get me to watch it. I said, okay. So I might check that out. But this song is a wintertime classic. I discovered this song when I got my license. My driver's license.
Cute.
Last week. Like I told you that I would. I don't know how it goes. Big fan of the Robert or the David Byrne version of that song.
What?
Of driver's license.
Oh, sorry. I like totally was not. I'm doing the like playlist for our show right now, so I'm not. I wasn't fully locked in. I was letting Shale take the lead there.
Airball reference.
I didn't clock the Olivia
Missed
Rodrigo
it.
Reference.
You guys got it. You laughed.
I thought
I got my driver's license last
I laughed
week,
at a different.
Like I always
I laughed
said I would.
Like you always talked about. No, it's not.
I don't listen to this artist.
Neither do I.
Your boyfriend does. Which is a different story and not normal and something that
Leave should, the boy
be talked,
alone.
Should be talked about. He's not listening. He's on an airplane.
Watch him tune in right now.
Yeah.
Just to hear Slander that comment. Him. I'm going to tell you if you said that.
You can. I'll say it to his face. I have. And I will.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Olivia Rodrigo's actually... She's good art.
You're off the show.
Shale has been hating too much on music these days.
You're off the show.
He was hating on Bo
like
Burnham.
I don't like Bo Burnham. I don't like Bo Burnham.
He was hating on Phoebe Bridgers.
I wasn't. I was just...
Yes, you were.
I just think it's
yes, you were.
Strange. I wasn't. I was just...
I was just hating on her.
No, I Phoebe Bridgers is good. It's Phoebe not like my great. Music, but it's good. And...
Her new album?
I just think it's so funny, the Cameron Winter thing. It's like...
Of course he was going to be on that album. Like, do you not like Cameron Winter now?
No, I do, but it's like...
Because I mentioned playing Cameron Winter on this show tonight, and you didn't seem enthused.
That's like evil boy and evil girl sing a song together.
I know. That's why it's perfect.
It's like...
They don't even sing a song together. He just does like backing vocals on one of the songs.
Duo from Hell.
Yeah, that's fair. He might be dating... No, he's not dating Olivia Rodrigo. I was going to say he might be dating Olivia
oh,
Rodrigo.
Oh, yeah, they're on a date.
I think it's just because he like produced... He produced her album or something, or some of the songs. She's apparently with someone else, allegedly. I don't know. That's what I heard from my friend.
And he's coming out with another album.
Best be coming out with another album.
I got rid of
Cameron Winter. Cameron Winter, if you can hear me, drop another album.
Rejection album.
Drop heavy metal too.
That'd be good. Love Will Not Call.
Love Will Not Call.
It's not.
$1.
$1.
I love that song. One day we will play it on the radio.
God is real.
I started learning the piano track to that.
Nice.
It was hard. I didn't finish it.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Coma Girl, Joe Strummer.
How did we... That was a long tangent. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
But now we know our likes and dislikes. Yeah. I really hate Bo Burnham.
And I like Bo
like,
Burnham.
I really, really don't like him.
Words, words, words.
This must be
is
how
fire.
This must be how Alan feels about Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains is good. What is Alan talking
Alan
about?
Alan has them blocked on Spotify.
Why?
As I have Bo Burnham blocked on Spotify and Olivia Rodrigo blocked on Spotify.
I have no one blocked on Spotify. How about
you
that?
Try that.
I don't need to block anyone on Spotify.
I do.
You know what? Bo Burnham is good. We were talking about this earlier.
Oh, yeah. Kyler.
And he was saying, what did he say?
He asked me, did I have a good COVID experience? I said, yes.
And he was like, that's why.
That's why.
Which is true. Oh, my God.
I did have a good experience.
I didn't have a bad experience, but I was in there with the Bo Burnham side of the internet.
I had two monitors, one TV and then my monitor. And I'd have Teams chat open on one of them. Teams chat / Discord and then Valorant on the main one. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
And
I can't believe that happened.
It's fun.
That's like
I would invite my friends from other schools into the Teams chat. And
oh my God.
That was funny. That was a good time. This is Coma Girl, Joe Strummer, UMFM 101.5. Let's stop dilly-dallying and get on with it.
Woohoo!
I was calling through the festival way out west. I was thinking about love and the acid test. At first I got real dizzy with a real rockin' gang. And then I saw the coma girl on the excitement gang. And the rain came in from the wide blue yonder. Through all the stages I wandered. Somebody was wailing off their head. Oh, nobody is ripping the teen scene dead. And the rain came in from the white blue yonder. I thought you and me might want. The 19th hour was falling upon Desolation Road. So my love band had the last drop on the go. Let's siphon up some gas. Let's get this show on the road. Said the coma girl to the excitement gang. Into action, everybody sprang. And the old drums were beating out too long, too long. Come on, girl, the excitement gang. I'm on the Lisa, on a motorcycle gang.
And that was
Coma Girl
by Joe Strummer.
Joe Strummer.
Of The Clash.
The Clash. I was listening to The Clash on the way here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Manifest. We should probably say where these people are from, too.
What do you mean?
Mark Lenigan from Screaming Trees.
Mm-hmm. I feel
John
like we've Frusciante mentioned.
John Frusciante of the Chili Peppers. Big Don from Silly Dan.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Joe Strummer of The Clash.
And this song is a technicality. This song.
The next one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The next song, we're just putting it in because we want to.
Yes.
But it makes sense.
Sure. It's Julian Casablancas singing.
Yes.
But it's a Daft Punk song.
Yes. And it's also the Voids are featured.
Yes.
As well. But still, Julian Casablancas is the Void. So, Voids.
Not the one you think. It's not Instant Crush.
Great song, though.
It's a demo. Which is insane that this song sat on someone's desk for 10 years. And they just released it 2023. They just like, and this song like wasn't considered finished or, you know, be able to be put on, what's that song called? Or the
Random Access Memories.
Yeah. Banger though.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. It is called Infinity Repeating by
2013 demo.
Yes. Featuring
Julian Casablancas.
That's the man.
And the Voids.
And the Voids.
And Daft Punk. Well, by Daft Punk. By with Daft those Punk. Other guys.
Yes. The French.
Woo!
With the New Yorkers.
Perfect.
Let's do it. Infinity Repeating by Daft Punk and Julian Casablancas and Void. Voids. Plural.
Voids.
Multiple voids. Incredible track. I'm a big fan.
Me too.
It was super nice with the headphones. It's just listening.
It was a great experience.
Jamming. Yeah, it's 7:19 now. Just about halfway. I still have two more songs. Is that okay with you?
Of course. Don't even worry. The Nightfly was kind of one of mine as well.
Yes.
I feel connected to that song.
I mean, you like Eddie Vedder.
I do like Eddie Vedder. And that's who's up next. Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam.
And the song is a minute and 34 seconds.
Oh.
So the song's going to go by quick. And then we're going to have another song after that for the real ones. those who know, those who get it, those who are totally awesome. All right.
The music of Red Dead Redemption 2.
This one next. No Ceiling Eddie Vedder off of the movie.
Into the Wild.
Into the Wild, which I have not seen, but my coworker at my other job likes this song.
I have seen a part of Into the Wild. We were watching it in my grade 11 English class, but then we never finished it.
Lewis.
So, je ne sais pas. We didn't finish it.
Well, let's do this one.
Eddie Vedder. No Ceiling. Comes the morning when I can feel that there's nothing left to be concealed. Moving on seems surreal. No, my heart will never be far from here. Sure as I am breathing, sure as I'm sad.
Short little diddly.
Diddy.
Diddy?
No, diddy. D-I-T-T-Y.
I thought it was diddly.
Probably could be both.
Diddy. Short diddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up next. Off the music of Red Dead Redemption 2 soundtrack. Hit yes. Video game.
Shout out Finley McCorster. Shout out Samantha Eggleston, because she said she wanted to play this game, and I got excited. I was too late, good game. I don't know where this song pops up, but I guess it's in it. It's Josh Homme's number one. Yeah, Josh Homme. We know where he's from. Do I stop talking about him?
Never.
He is your Alex Turner, and he is Kyla's
Damon Albarn.
To me.
Drew.
He's got so much.
Yeah.
He's got more than Alex Turner does.
I love Alex Turner.
And he's got more than Damon Albarn has. And definitely more than Matty Healy has.
I have nothing to say about Matty Healy.
He's okay.
I like the song About You. That's all I have to say. For some reason, when I was thinking Matty Healy, my head went to like Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call. And I was like, that is Jack Antonoff. That is Bleachers. Going on the Christmas special, by the way, when we have one. I love that song. Not the season, though.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call? Where are you, Shale?
Shippa.
Where are you, Shale? Bleachers? Jack Antonoff Bleachers? Shale. Bleachers?
Not everyone watches these niche TV shows.
What niche TV show?
All these little niche ditties of yours.
The amount of, like, at the time, like, the way this song is all over every inch of TikTok and Instagram.
I had TikTok.
In the Christmas time. You had TikTok at the Christmas time.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I haven't had TikTok in, like, 2 years.
Oh. Interesting.
I had Instagram.
Well, it was on Instagram, too.
Reels is the same thing. That's what I do. Yeah. And YouTube Shorts sometimes, because it's fun to scroll. On my computer.
Ooh.
Especially the computer at work.
Oh.
I'll be scrolling.
Ooh.
My office is so in the corner. It's so away. Oh. One of my coworkers said she was going to listen today. So maybe she heard me. It's all good. You're one of my favorites as of right now, if you're listening to this.
Woohoo. Hi.
Yes. Hi. I'll tell you who it is after.
Okay.
Confidential.
It's actually information.
Bleep. Okay. The song is Cruel World by Josh Homme from the Red Dead Redemption 2 soundtrack. Let's do it. Was Cruel World, Josh Homme. Brilliant voice, brilliant man. Good looking man.
I know nothing about Josh Homme. Sorry, guys.
He's a cool guy. Very musically talented.
Yes.
He does it all.
Does it all.
And he's surrounded by good people.
Good.
I like his crowd. And he's funny.
Mm.
They released a whole bunch of... They went on a Bass Pro Shop expedition with Dave Grohl,
mm-hmm.
and that was a funny little moment. And they opened up a complaint line.
Oh no!
That they listened to, and it was like, "Why didn't you play this song?" It's funny. And they have this nice, like, short video to tease their new album, where Josh Homme is playing Five Finger Filet, and he just stabs himself in the hand.
Oh.
And yeah. And I was debating putting some Michael Schumann on this week. This episode,
But alas, we don't have the time.
No time. And one Queens of Stone Age member is... will suffice.
Mm-hmm.
For now. Let's do your half. I mean, your half hour.
My half hour. All right.
I've been hogging it up.
Let's start it off.
All of this is my song. And this is Lauren's song. Lauren is here, too. Her microphone's now on. If she'd like to say something, she would not. Her microphone's off.
Okay, this song is, once again, as I was talking about last week, my glam rock era of...
This is not glam rock.
Yes, it is. It falls in the same category.
It's not glam rock.
Yes, it does.
Just because Spotify AI playlist says it's glam rock...
Oh my god.
Does not mean it's glam
rock. It's not glam. It's like in the same realm as like David Bowie, though.
No.
David Bowie is on this song.
I mean, yeah, he helped produce it, but...
Guys,
not glam rock.
Okay, not glam rock, but it's like in the same... I can't explain. It's in the same vibe. It's in the same headspace as T-Rex, Mark Bolan, anyways, and David Bowie and such. It's there.
I disagree.
It's there with them. Anyways.
This is like alternative. It's like alt rock, honestly.
Sure. So anyways, this song off of a lovely album called Transformer by Lou Reed.
I stole this album from Lauren.
I think we found it at the thrift store
oh yeah.
$2.
You did find it at the thrift store.
Yeah.
I stole this album from you. Remember? I did. I have it.
Yeah. Anyways, I think we'll get right into it. It's my favorite song off of the album. It's my favorite song by Lou Reed.
Is your favorite song off the album?
Yeah.
Oh.
Satellite of Love by Lou Reed. Featuring David Bowie backing vocals.
I like Perfect Day.
Oh, that's a good one too. But this one's my favorite.
My mom put on Walk on the Wild Side when I was younger.
That's a good one too. Great album.
She's just like, she's so cool, my mother. She would like this song. Anyways. Oh, here we go. Up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of satellites gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with park and cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of. I've been told that you've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellites gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite.
satellite.
We can't both be both of them.
That's my favorite part, though. Always has been. Always will. I love the David Bowie vocals. I remember listening to that song for the first time because I'd been a big David Bowie fan before I was a fan of like the Velvet Underground and Lou Reed. And I had heard that and I was like, wait a minute. This is David Bowie. And I was so happy. That's been my favorite Lou Reed song ever since.
It's a good one.
Coney Island Baby, also a good song.
I also like Ride Into the Sun.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Is that Lou Reed, though, or is that Velvet Underground?
Dirty Boulevard. It's a cover, but
okay.
I like his version better. Right into the sun.
There's a Velvet Underground demo of Satellite of Love, too. That's good.
Oh. Interesting.
Coming up next.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Coming up next. Guys, this wouldn't be SNL Radio, or this wouldn't be my half of SNL Radio, if I didn't say something about Paul McCartney.
Do you guys get the joke yet?
Probably
or
not.
Or you will soon. What will be coming up next?
The song Coming Up by Paul McCartney off of the lovely album McCartney 2.
As long as it isn't
temporary.
That's stupid shit.
Actually, punked, we're playing Temporary Secretary. I love that song.
I'm in control here. I got the sound.
You know what? You know what? You're no fun.
I'd rather listen to that ad.
Come on, Temporary Secretary is good. It's fun. Paul McCartney was having a good time in the studio. Anyways, it's of the same vibe. This song is of the same vibe. Coming up. The music video is kind of crazy. They played it in the Man on the Run documentary that I watched. And I was like, what is happening here? Some good Linda McCartney backing vocals.
Always. Always.
Of course.
Who said that she was a good singer? Who said that?
Oh, my dad said that once.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't approve of that comment.
Inexcusable.
I didn't approve of that comment.
Inexcusable.
anyways... Coming Up by Paul McCartney.
Here we go.
Of the Beatles, if you didn't know.
Of the Beatles.
Bye.
And we're back.
That was Coming Up by Paul McCartney. Great song. So much fun.
I do like that one.
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you own that album? Do you have it?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't have a lot of Paul McCartney. Like, I have two Wings records.
Right.
And a Beatles. One Beatles album? Yeah, I have Rubber Soul. I don't think I have another one.
I don't have any Beatles albums. And I don't have any Queens of the Stone Age albums, which hurts me. I need CDs. I want the self-titled one first because I'm obsessed with that album right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have Rubber Soul, Wings at the Speed of Sound, and Wings' Greatest Hits.
Right.
Which came with a crazy poster, which is a lot of fun, of Linda McCartney, Paul McCartney, and Danny Lane.
Right.
So that's fun. Up next, absolute classic song.
Okay, why?
Everyone knows this song.
Why?
Because George Michael is in Wham.
I know he's in Wham.
Wham is a great... Don't even say the words. She'll say what you're going to say.
Wham is not that good.
And canceled. It's now just L Radio.
Okay. So there's the Bo Burnham fan in the room. Welcome to the internet.
Have a look around. Yeah, it's fire.
That is terrible. It's like
oh my
awful.
God.
It's unlistenable. Like, it's like the same vein of like Weird Al Yankovic.
That's the point.
No, it's like, it's... I don't get it, and it's not funny, and it's not...
Just because you don't get it doesn't mean that other people
they can
people
get it all they
like
want,
it.
But I'm gonna make fun of them.
Fine,
and I'm gonna
be a hater.
Say thoughts in my head.
So, Shale, you heard that right, guys. Shale just said he doesn't like Wham.
I don't really like Wham. What does Wham have?
Wham has great songs.
Last Christmas?
Great song.
Okay.
Last Christmas, Everything She Wants, Wham Rap, Club Tropicana.
Like, not really.
Yes. I can pull up the thing and list you more.
Not really.
George Michael's discography is great.
Yeah.
Careless Whisper.
I guess so.
Too Funky. Freedom 90. Faith.
Faith is good.
Yes.
Like the
Wake
biscuit.
Me up. Wake me up before you go-go.
Version. Dude.
I don't know if... I can't remember if that's Wham or George Michael. One or the other or both.
Yeah, I really don't like Bo Burnham. Like, I'm on this right now, and I'm like...
I'm gonna play Welcome to the Internet
right
now.
No, it just makes me so mad. Like...
Welcome to the Internet. To have a look around.
It's not funny. Why
everything that brain of yours can think of can be found. Got mountains of content.
It's making me hurt.
Some better, some worse.
Oh my god. I'm turning your... your microphone's off, actually.
Oh, turn it back on. This is censorship.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's enough of that. Instead, we're going to play everyone's favorite song, Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Fine. Careless Whisper, George Michael, 101.5. I guess it's your half, so you can do what you want.
Exactly.
But I'm going to sigh and groan.
Through Careless Whisper?
While I
hit
next,
God.
I'm going to just be...
Who let you have a radio show?
I mean, like, I get it, but like...
I'm going to title this, Leah Crashes Out because Shale doesn't like Wham.
I'll own that. I'll live with that.
That's going in the description. I'm going to type it up right now.
All right.
Okay. Here it is.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, but it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to cheat a friend, waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you. Oh,
I wonder, can you hear the background music in the studio at all?
Not in the studio.
Did you put your headphones on?
Let me look at you. Talk about yourself.
Chill.
I was recommended the song, so we're going to put it on the background. It's going to stay on the background.
Chill.
Finley wanted it. Finley wanted it. So it's
Finley.
Gonna...
Finley.
It's gonna... And there's no swears because it's not really a word. Implied.
Egypt Station. What an album.
Right. Everyone knows the song. And this is for Finley. Oh. So it's going to play in the background.
Yeah.
That was Careless Whisper, George Michael.
Careless Whisper. Shale was singing along, guys. Don't fret.
I said the song is good, like, right now. It's not good tomorrow.
Song's
like, if I heard
good.
It tomorrow, I'd turn it off.
George Michael is always good.
The cool down is, like, 6 months.
Okay. I was listening to this song a lot. I don't know, like, in
How
the
do
winter.
You listen to it, like,
in
more...
Winter of Green, I was obsessed. It's good, because it's just a good song. Like, an objectively good song.
Okay. This next song
is another incredible song.
I can agree with you on this one.
This is off of Submarine movie soundtrack by Alex Turner. This is not Alex Turner.
That is not Alex Turner.
By Alex Turner. One of my favorites off of there. I love listening. That album got me through writing my Hamlet essay. I think I said that last week.
It's a good one.
I was writing a Hamlet essay, and I got through it on Submarine soundtrack by Alex Turner.
How many did that man make us write?
Oh, my God.
He made me write a lot.
I had to write a lot of essays.
No, on Hamlet, though.
Oh, on Hamlet? Oh, my God. The Hamlet essay was crazy.
I had a couple on Hamlet.
I only had one.
We had
Your
a couple.
Your class was different on that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The year after. But we had a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I get it, but...
Yeah. Whatever. But anyways, this is Stuck on the Puzzle.
We need to fit two more songs in. And
this is Stuck on the Puzzle by Alex Turner of Submarine. Great song.
That it is.
Hope you enjoy.
And it's going to play right now.
Bye-bye.
Just kidding. It's still Paul McCartney playing. But we can get you into Stuck on the Puzzle now. This is UMFM 101.5, SNL Radio. Stuck on the Puzzle, Alex Turner.
I'm not the kind of fool who's gonna sit and sing to you about stars, girl. But last night I looked up into the dark half of the blue, and they gone backwards. Something in your magnetism must have pissed them off, forcing them to get an early night. I have been searching from the bottom to the top for such a sight as the one I caught when I saw your fingers dim in the lights, like you're used to being told that you're true. Spends all night stuck on a puzzle. Nobody I asked knew how we came to be the one to whom you surrendered. Any man who wasn't led away into the other room pretending, but something in your magnetism hadn't just made him drop. Whoever's hand it was that he was holding. I have been searching from the bottom to the top for such a sight as the one I caught when I saw your
And that was Stuck on the Puzzle, Alex Turner, from the movie Submarine. A fun little movie that I watched a while back. And it's about this boy who wants to have a relationship with this girl, but she's evil. He's a silly guy, too. Anyways. Leah had to step out. She is gone for the day. She will not be saying goodbye, so I'll say goodbye for her. Goodbye. she had to go to Dancing Noodle. It's a great little spot. Get some lunch, perhaps. Who knows? So it's just me for your outro here, and I have one more song for you guys. A classic, one of my mom's favorite songs, and our coworker's favorite song, or one of his favorite songs. This is by Paul Simon, of the duo Simon and Garfunkel, but one half of that, Simon. Fun music video. They're in a pink room, or pink suits, and they're playing instruments, and they're tapping their feet. And I will bid thee adieu now, being just me, and I will see you next week. This is UMFM 101.5, SNL Radio. You can call me Al, Paul Simon. Thank you for listening.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call. When you call me, you call me, yeah, call me.
Greenberg neighborhood, Elmwood, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour
101.5 UMFM.
All right. You're listening to A Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Whoop, there we go. Overcued. We got a great show in store for you this evening.